Okay, so yes, so I came to Freedom in Christ, and I was thinking about it, and I think it's been 3 years now, because we're in 2019. So just to give you a little background information and then how my behind got in one of these chairs. So I grew up in Hattiesburg. My parents raised me in the church, Sundays, Wednesdays, and all that. Growing up, I honestly feel like when I was sitting in this class, I had to think back on what I really thought a relationship with Christ was, or what my religion is. And then I realized that I pretty much just picked up that God hates sin and that we need to be good people. And so so growing up, I was very active in the church, and God hates sin. And so when sin did happen or occur, it was the whole shame and the guilt and, oh my gosh, God hates me. This is awful. What have I done? I've ruined everything, you know, just on and on and egging on and on. And anyway, so my background story. So about 19 years old, I got pregnant by my high school boyfriend, and we rushed the marriage, and a few weeks later he ended up leaving, and so we got a divorce within the next like year or two as well. And so I was raising my daughter on my own at 19. So not only did I think God hated me because I had a daughter at 19 when I was not married at the time, but now that I was married, I was also divorced, and God hates divorce too. So I was in a hole that I just kept digging myself. And so from the time my daughter was born, I usually say it's about 5 years that were super dark, like so dark, and that I was drowning in life. And you would have never guessed it, because I could walk in any building with a smile on my face, and you'd have been like, that girl is doing great, and she has got her life together. And I was like, oh, I sure do. You know, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that I did not mess up my life, that I had it together. And it was all lies, and it was all masks. And so through this class, that my whole perspective changed. So when I think my daughter had to be about 2 years old, I still came to church up until she was about 2 years old, and then I left, and I was not going to come back. We went to two or three different churches within that five-year period, and I just kept seeking out for someone. I needed any woman, whomever she was, to walk up and hold my hand and say, girl, I have a similar story to you, or I know somebody who does, and I'm going to walk with you. And I prayed for this woman for so long. And I emailed pastors and a Facebook message pastors, and I did all kinds of things just to like seek this person out. And I knew God was telling me, like, you're not going to find her. And I was just like, why can't I find this girl? And it was very, very emotional again, and just drowning in that kind of thing. So I left the church, and looking for a new one, still looking for somebody to help me walk through this. But I knew that Temple had the best like preschool program and children's program on Wednesday nights. So on Wednesday nights, I came with my mom, and I would take my daughter to Awana, and then I'd go to a class, and God just started stirring something in my heart. And the more that I prayed about it, the more I heard God say, when I still would say, God, where is this woman? He would say, I'm making her. And that still gets me today. Sorry. Anyway, and just more and more, like, I'm making her, and I'm making her, and I would get so angry, and I was like, I don't want you to make her. I want to find her. Like, I need somebody to talk to me. Nobody knows what I'm going through, all this kind of stuff. So it was in January for Wednesday nights in Freedom in Christ, and Mom and I were actually just wandering around the church, and we were like, what class are we going to take now, and trying to figure it out. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, there's a list. Y'all know that thing is a book. And so we're going through, and I'm like, I just feel like we should go to Freedom in Christ. I just feel like we should. And at this point, I was also in a very turmoil situation in my life. I'm going to go ahead and share this because the Lord's telling me to. So at this time, I had actually just broken up with the only guy I've dated since my ex-husband and I had broken up. And I broke up with him because I felt like God was leading me to a new place in life. And I wanted to dig deeper into Christ. And a lot of you know who that is. And that I lost him recently. But I'm saying that because I chose to come here on Wednesday night. And I listened to everything that y'all said. And for the first 3 weeks, I held on to the chair right here. And the chair right there. And a chair right back there. With my hands gripped tight, because the more that he spoke, I kept hearing my name being screamed, and I told AJ, this sounds insane. But I heard my name, and it kept saying, get up. I'm like, you need to leave this room. You need to leave this room. Sarah, get up. Sarah, get up. Just over and over, to where I would turn around all the time. Every time he was talking for 3 weeks, and I never got up. Praise the Lord. I never got up because I realized that that is the demons, and that is Satan, and he will do anything to get you up out of this chair and deter you from what God has planned for your life. Because I stayed in that chair, and about a good month after this class, I went to Brad Hodges, our minister pastor, and I said, hey, I'm starting a young single mom ministry here in this church. And he said, okay, let's go. And so for the past, I guess, 2 years now, through whatever it's been, I've been leading Embrace Grace and Embrace Life, and I have been able to be that woman to hold the hand for those, because I didn't have that, because he was making me. And so when I was in this class and I was trying to retrain my brain on who God is and how much Jesus loves us, oh my word, it is so much more than I ever knew and how much I was ever taught when I was younger. And I want my daughter to know that, and I want all of y'all to know that, and I want you to know that you hear any voice, any day that tells you to get out of this chair, that you say no, and that you know that God has a purpose for your life. Because if he is screaming at you to get up, then you know God is cheering you on 10 times harder to stay in this chair and to do what he wants you to do, because it's more fulfilling than anything you can possibly imagine and dream. I think that pretty much covers everything, but I just want to encourage you, like I said, just to stay in the seat, because these seats and the battle between what the devil was telling me about myself and what God was trying to just whisper to me so gently, I'm making her, and she's beautiful, and she's amazing, and it's going to be great, and I chose to stay, and so I'm so glad that I did, and his plans are awesome, and he loves you. Yeah, so that's my freedom story.
Thank you.
And I felt like I lost 600 pounds after this class, too, because all the anxiety was gone. Thank you all so much.